Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bags under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress from the new year. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, your hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. My skin has once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity by taking multi-collagen. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their new year sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com, and get ready to look your best this new year. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if your New Year resolutions revolve around weight loss, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting your New Year's resolution is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extra carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the New Year sales ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That's ketowithx22.com, or simply click the link in the description box down below and get ready to look your best this new year. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, are widespread food shortages next? It looks like it. At any moment, it feels like it's going to hit the fan. Are you ready? Do you have at least 3 months worth of food stocked up? If not, go to preparewithx22.com. You'll find new, lower prices from My Patriot Supply. Plus, save $200 on a 3-month emergency food kit and get free shipping. This kit gives you breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks. Enough food for one person for 3 solid months. It provides 2,000 calories a day to keep you well fed. Save $200 per kit when you stock up now. My Patriot Supply is on your side. They're charging less to help families more. Make sure to get one kit per person so you don't run out. Go to preparewithx22.com right now and save $200 per kit. Your kits will ship fast and free. With the world on the brink of chaos, don't take chances. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that gold is the best investment class for 2022. According to longtermtrends.net, gold has actually outperformed the S&P 500, Dow, and Bitcoin for 2022. So what are you waiting for? Open a gold IRA or a silver RRA with Noble Gold Investments this month and receive a free quarter ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified RRA of $50,000. Can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of 5-star reviews. To get started, go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. Remember, there is always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Hi, and welcome to the X22 Report Spotlight. Today we have a new guest, Lara Logan. Lara is an award-winning investigative journalist. You can find all her work on Twitter, Rumble, True Social. I'll be putting all the links at the bottom of the video. And I am very happy to have Lara on the X22 Report Spotlight. Lara, welcome to the Spotlight.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Hey, thanks for being here. And what I want to do today is I want to take what is happening out in Ukraine, what's happening on Twitter, and then what we've just recently learned, that Biden had classified documents. Now, Zelensky, he just appeared on, I think it was the award show, and I think it was the Golden Globes, and he's telling everyone there's no World War III, don't worry about it.
That's so reassuring, especially since he's the one who's been trying to stop World War III.
Yeah, so I wanted to get your take on Zelensky and what's happening out in Ukraine, and then what we're going to do is we're going to bring this into what is happening with the Twitter files and then Biden and things like that. So what is your take on what's going on out in Ukraine?
Well, if you look at President Zelensky himself, right, this is a guy who was an actor, literally was an actor, played a president on a TV show, was plucked from that show and made president. He had no political history. His history was in sort of movies, right, or on the small screen. And this is now becoming a very familiar story to us. AOC was plucked from a bar. I put that on Twitter once because that is her story, right? This guy, political operative on the left was, you know, told the story very proudly about discovering AOC in a bar. And then when I tweeted that in a different context, they went nuts, and I was attacked in all directions quite significantly and intensely, which really made me laugh Number one, but then number two, it made me look again. Oh, I see. So they don't, they, this is a vulnerability, right? They don't like having that exposed in this way. It's great when it's part of the backstory that you can massage, but when you actually draw people's attention to the fact that this person was a bartender, right? That's who they were before their launch of their political career. What does that speak to? It speaks to the fact that whether it's AOC or it's Zelensky or it's somebody else, that these people are frequently selected by people with power and money and influence, and they are molded into something that they want them to be for a specific purpose. So they're just little puppets. That's all they are. And when they're done with them, they are tossed aside like trash. And but these people are either egotistical or ideological or corrupt enough to think that they actually matter. They don't actually matter. I mean, look at Zelensky, or, rolling up all over the world, going before the American people in Congress and saying that he needs more money. I mean, like, wow, that is extraordinary. And I say that not because I don't care about what's happening in Ukraine, not because there isn't great need, not because people are not suffering, innocent people are not suffering. It's always the innocent people who suffer in these situations, right? It's never those responsible who suffer and or suffer the most. And when it comes to Ukraine, we are dealing with a major deception operation that has been in place from the very beginning of this war. And it speaks to, it connects some of those dots that you mentioned you want to connect, right? If you go back to the fall of the Soviet Union, Ukraine, which is not an independent country, it's a territory. And if you go back to that time, what anyone in the intelligence world, what anyone with experience in Ukraine will tell you is that Ukraine immediately became the number one place in the world for trafficking young boys and young girls. I mean, if there it was a piece of ground that was a haven for some of the worst and most prolific criminal organizations on earth, it was Ukraine. And so there's a long history of of corruption and money laundering and organized crime and sex trafficking in Ukraine itself. It has been acknowledged by successive administrations in the United States, both Democrat and Republican, as being one of the most corrupt countries on earth. That was, in fact, the justification the Obama administration gave for why they were having anti-corruption classes for Ukrainian politicians inside the White House under his administration. Never heard of that happening for anybody else. Pretty weird, don't you think? And then if you go back a little bit further, right, to the Second World War, what do you find? Well, you find that, and I raise this because Putin said early on after he invaded that he was invading in order to go after and get rid of the Nazis of Ukraine. And people were up in arms, as they always are, using, selectively using and exploiting the Nazi issue and the Holocaust to serve their own political purposes. And of course, they were up and jumping up and down. How dare Putin say that? Look at the terrible history and all the hundreds of thousands of Ukrainian Jews who were tortured and murdered and massacred. And that is true. It is one of the places where some of the most terrible things happened to the Jews of Ukraine, to the Jewish people there. And it is a crime that we should never, ever forget. And yet we conveniently forget who carried out that crime, right? It wasn't just Germans. It wasn't Nazis from Germany on their own. It was Ukraine's Nazis, the Nazis of Ukraine who are still in power and operation today, who are fighting with weapons supplied by American taxpayers and by NATO and so on, right? But they want to erase that history. Why? We'll look a little bit deeper. Why has no one asked the question, right? Before the bodies were buried and the ground was cold, right? The CIA and the United States government at the end of the Second World War was negotiating and safe passage and working with the Red Cross, providing documents to Nazis who were guilty of terrible crimes, bringing them to the United States hiding them in some, obviously in all cases, helping the Ukrainian Nazis avoid accountability. They didn't go to face justice at Nuremberg, protecting them in their countries, bringing them and putting them into sensitive institutions, infiltrating them across the United States government, whether it be aerospace development, national security issue, helping to establish the CIA. The former head of Nazi intelligence helped to establish and build the CIA. Look up that history. You will find it there, unless, unless Google is erasing it, right? Which we know, since tech does all of that.
Yes.
Unless they're erasing it, that history is accessible. It's there. You can see it. And so does it make sense to anybody that you have, one of the most catastrophic events in the history of the world, one of the most traumatic and evil events carried out against the Jewish people, gypsies, gay people, disabled people, and so on and so on. The Nazi program, of genetic purity was not just aimed at Jewish people. It wasn't just aimed at people. It wasn't a race-based thing. It was also aimed at German people, right? It was aimed at, they took hundreds of thousands of German children away from their parents because they were looking for the purest Germanic genes that they could find. And so anyone who wasn't Germanic enough, they were as worthless to the Nazis as Jewish people, right? And so all of this history is just quickly disregarded. We jump up and down and we say, Putin's a bad guy. Putin is a bad guy. And that's the only conversation you can have. The fact that Putin worked with the United States in the wake of 9/11, that when his entire security establishment said no, the U.S. could not use their bases to the north in Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, and Uzbekistan, which were critical to the U.S. response in the wake of that terrorist attack, the worst in this country's history. Putin was the one who went against his spy chiefs, against his defense chiefs, and so on, and gave the United States permission to use those bases. Does that make him Mother Teresa? No, but it makes for a much more nuanced picture than the one that's presented to us. And so we have this narrative that's the only narrative we're allowed to follow. Putin bad, Ukraine right. good, Zelensky hero, and so on and so on. Ignore the Ukrainian people who say their villages were shelled by their own forces. Ignore the tens of thousands of Ukrainians in the east of the country, in the Donbas region and Odessa and Lugansk and places like that, where they're lying in mass graves. Ignore the video that shows that when people were protesting because they wanted to be part of Russia and secede from the government of Kiev, that they set fire to these buildings and executed people as they were fleeing for their lives, jumping out of the windows and coming out of the doors, and they're being shot. I've seen these videos. They're not hard to find. Russia, obviously, wants people to see this because the United States, and this was particularly under the Obama administration, but not confined to it, the United States just doesn't want to acknowledge the fact that there are millions of people, many people in Ukraine, who want to be part of Russia, whose heritage is Russian, who speak the Russian language, and who identify with Russia more than with Kiev. Does that mean there is no one in Ukraine that wants that identifies with Kiev and wants to be part of the West? No, but you can't, sit there in your arrogance and your ignorance for some people and say, oh, when you have Crimea votes to secede, that the people of Crimea don't matter and that their voice doesn't matter and that this poll is illegitimate based on what exactly. And so what you end up what you see happening is all of this history has to be erased to sell this false narrative to us that Putin is all bad and Zelensky is all good and we need to give billions of dollars to Ukraine. They don't, NATO put out a picture of a female Ukrainian soldier. They tweeted it. They had to delete the tweet. Why? Because the insignia on the front of her uniform was what? The black son of the occult. So that it's another thing they go nuts when I say this. Oh, have you seen how unhinged Lara Logan is lately? She used to be such a good reporter on 60 Minutes for all those years at CBS. Isn't it shame what happened to her? Well, I don't worry about that because there's a reason NATO had to delete the tweet. Because that symbol is the black sun of the occult. And if you want to know why they wear it, well, because that was the symbol of the Nazi SS, which was an occultist organization, which has been documented by historians. And when the Nazis invaded Ukraine, the west of Ukraine became a headquarters of the SS. And there is a long history there with Ukraine. So, but what they want to do is pretend that they're not funding and arming the very same people that we not only fought in World War II, but who we today, you know, are meant, it's meant to be a magical sort of dividing line that you, if you touch anything to do with Nazism, you are one of the worst people on earth. So how does it make sense then that the United States government and NATO and our allies can use our tax dollars to fund and arm Nazis in Ukraine? Well, obviously it doesn't make any sense. And for people who think that that's nonsense, go back to the BBC reports, go back to Al Jazeera's reporting. These are not right-wing organizations. Go to NBC even covered this. In the wake of the CIA-sponsored color revolution that took place in Ukraine in 2012, 13, or 13, 14, around that time. And then watch, you know, first the people were cast by reporters as being the, you know, the heroes and the people fighting for their country. And then it didn't take very long for the reality to emerge and for many reporters to discover that these people truly were Nazis, and many of them were very bad people, and that the simple narrative, you know, of the innocent people of Ukraine fighting for their country was not actually the case. And this revolution had brought to power real Nazis and some of the worst people on earth. And Victoria Nuland, of course, Obama's head of the State Department at the time, she's on the streets handing out cookies to these people, right? The United States is pushing this revolution in every direction. I'm sure you're more than familiar with that recent history. You can watch Oliver Stone's documentary, Ukraine Under Fire, for some of this, right? And so what you end up happening is we're now being pushed into a situation, well, we have been pushed and forced under false pretenses and drowning in dishonesty and deceit and disinformation. We've been dragged into a war in Ukraine, which is, you know, there are legal treaties that govern what we can and can't do over there. And those lines have been probably crossed, I would say blurred. We know they've been blurred, but I'm always conscious of how much more is going on beyond our view and our understanding. So I'm pretty sure they've been crossed repeatedly beyond the public eye. And you have the US doing nothing to de-escalate. This has to be the one and only war that I, in my lifetime, where no one's in favor of negotiations.
Yeah, it's very odd.
How does that add up? Well, it doesn't add up, right? And then, of course, this desperation to raise this to a nuclear conflict and bring the nuclear conversation in. When, you know, when you are flaunting your nuclear weapons, as you know, Putin said, hey, take a look. It's not necessarily that you're threatening the world. He never said he was threatening the world. But if you, I spoke to a number of people in the intelligence community, and they said he's reminding everybody you don't want to go there, right? That's the deterrent. That's what we've always used as a deterrent.
Right.
We have these weapons, and don't tempt us to use them. But who does a nuclear, what is it? Who benefits from an escalation of tensions in Ukraine? Who benefits from an escalation of the conflict? Who benefits if it goes worldwide? Well, people who are in favor of resetting everything about how we live and what we do, right? People who want to lock the world down so that they have emergency powers and they have the right to suspend our liberties. People who don't want to go into court. People who don't want justice or accountability. Those kind of people benefit from a conflict. Everybody else loses, right? And we don't just lose on a small scale. We lose on a massive scale. It's just like veterans do not benefit from picking up arms in the United States. And they know that, apart from the fact that they're ideologically opposed to that, that they swore and took an oath to defend the Constitution and to defend this country and to defend the Republic. Apart from that, something that they is, you know, fundamental to them, they don't want to take up arms against their own people. And they know they'll be playing into the hands of those who want an excuse to take away their guns and lock them up. And we see that there's people locked up today because of their politics. There are political prisons in the United States of America today, and many of them are veterans and law enforcement. So the writing here is on the wall for us. And when we look at Ukraine, we see nothing. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle, both Democrats and Republican, who are deceiving the American people when it comes to this war. Ukraine is at the center of money laundering still today. We know that Ukraine is where the Antifa trains. It's where the Ukrainian ambassador to the United States took unprecedented steps in diplomatic terms in 2016 during the election campaign and wrote an editorial saying that his country would not support Donald Trump. Well, that doesn't happen in international diplomacy. You can't pick a side in an election because ultimately your diplomats can't function and serve in that country. You bring diplomacy and the diplomatic corps to, you know, to a staggering halt when you do that kind of thing. And so why was it Ukraine's ambassador campaigning publicly against Donald Trump? Why did so much of the original Russia collusion narrative lie in Ukraine and Ukrainian operatives for the DNC like Alexander Chalupa, right? Why was it Ukraine where Paul Manafort's little black book magically appeared, right? Oh, so let me get this. Paul Manafort is smart enough to lie and cheat and steal and everything else, but he's not smart enough not to keep an absolute record of every penny he stole and who he stole it from and recorded in this little book. It's like, oh yeah, no one ever verified that that book was real, that it wasn't, you know, more disinformation to continue a false narrative. So Ukraine is at the heart of many things, both historically and today. And Zelensky, to me, is a puppet and a shameless one. I want to throw up every time I see him on air.
Do you think things are going to change now? I mean, Biden is continually funding Ukraine. I mean, it's all our money. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if your New Year resolutions revolve around weight loss, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting your New Year's resolution is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extra carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the New Year sales ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That's ketowithx22.com, or simply click the link in the description box down below and get ready to look your best this new year. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, are widespread food shortages next? It looks like it. At any moment, it feels like it's going to hit the fan. Are you ready? Do you have at least 3 months worth of food stocked up? If not, go to preparewithx22.com. You'll find new, lower prices from My Patriot Supply. Plus, save $200 on a 3-month emergency food kit and get free shipping. This kit gives you breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks. Enough food for one person for 3 solid months. It provides 2,000 calories a day to keep you well fed. Save $200 per kit when you stock up now. My Patriot Supply is on your side. They're charging less to help families more. Make sure to get one kit per person so you don't run out. Go to preparewithx22.com right now and save $200 per kit. Your kits will ship fast and free. With the world on the brink of chaos, don't take chances. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. And he's continually funding it. But now the House is not just going to give him, you know, a blank check where he can just say, okay, I need more money. I need more money. So if he's not giving money to Zelensky now, does this change the dynamics of what's happening with Ukraine?
The obvious answer to that question would be yes, right? If, I mean, Zelensky stood there on his visit to the US and said, we need more money. Every time he opens his mouth around the world, almost every time he asks for more money, right? Or more resources or more weapons or more whatever. He's always trying to get the world to be more engaged, which from, you know, from his point of view, you can understand that's what he would do. But Biden is not going to have the blank check from Congress that he did before. I'm pretty cynical and skeptical at this point about how effective U.S. lawmakers are going to be. There's a lot of Republicans who are on this Ukrainian bandwagon, right? And so they may have the numbers to still push things through, but it isn't going to be the plain sailing that it was before. How much does that matter in the end? Because if the effect is the same and you're still using U.S. tax dollars and sending billions to Ukraine to keep this war going, then how much does that really matter? Well, it matters in the sense that we're going to see these issues. They're coming before the American people in a very public way that is impossible to just disregard and erase. And that in itself is significant. You know, I said to somebody at an event recently that if the Republicans coming into the House are serious about using their majority, they will impeach Biden, Kamala Harris, Christopher Wray at the FBI and Merrick Garland at DOJ on day one of the House meeting, right, of the new House meeting. And of course, the immediate response from people is, oh, but you'll never get the votes in the Senate. Well, that was the case with Trump, right? They were never going to get the votes in the Senate, but they did it anyway, right, to have it play out in front of the American people and use that to build and entrench their false narrative. Well, in this case, you could do it to expose the truth and to expose the lawmakers who have been lying to the American people or deceiving them. You want to know where your lawmakers really stand, right? You want their rhinos out. This is one way of doing it, is to do things in the public eye. So, and then also, it's not just going to be hearings on Ukraine, right? There are going to be church committee style hearings on many other issues. This is the year of the whistleblower, I'm told, right? And the year of accountability. Now, does that mean you're going to get full accountability in every direction, you know, before the year is out? Right? And that's not going to happen. The wheels of justice don't move that quickly, even in better circumstances than now. But something very significant has changed here. And the Zelenskys of the world and those backing him, they know it. They're very much aware, right? And it will be very interesting to see how it plays out, because we have never been in a more critical moment in this country. The Republic has never been more a threat and in danger of falling. But there are strong indications all around us that it's the Republic that is prevailing.
You know, it's very interesting. You said something about impeachment and what they did to Trump. I see a lot of parallels right now, because it just popped into my head when you were speaking, that when Trump was in the White House, we had the House was controlled by the Democrats. The Republicans were controlled of the Senate, so they weren't going to allow the impeachment to go through. Now we have the opposite. The House is controlled by the Republicans and the Senate is controlled by the Democrats. And it seems like it's actually happening now to Biden, because I do believe they've already started everything in motion to impeach Biden. And it seems like we're having the same thing play out, that whatever they did to Trump, it seems like it's now happening to Biden.
Well, so there's two very interesting things about what you're saying. In one sense, you're right. But there's a major difference. The entire Ukraine impeachment fiasco was simply an information warfare attack on Donald Trump. It was a complete lie. It had no basis in fact, no justification, and they had to keep telling more lies. It was an absolute operation, right? Yes. So everyone from that moron, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, to all the people who supposedly, on the National Security Council, who supposedly overheard these conversations, right? And the whole charade of going to Adam Schiff, and everything was theatrical manipulation. It was an operation. None of it was genuine, and none of it was justified. And now when you're talking about Biden, the big difference here is this is about accountability and about the truth. I'm not saying that because I'm conservative or I'm a Republican. I'm not. I would be saying this if it were the other way around. And this was now Trump in the hot seat, and it had been Biden who had been the subject of a political operation. Right. I'm saying this because it's a fact. There has been, and we now know it, Trump's campaign was spied on. Yeah. They've admitted that. We know that there was no justification to the investigation into General Flynn. We know this was a Russian, the whole Russia collusion narrative was a Hillary Clinton DNC operation with Fusion GPS and Perkins Coie and the FBI playing along and so on and so on. So this is real subversion. Right? Subversion of American law, of the will of the American people, of the Constitution. And there's been no justice because various branches of government that were set up to protect the Republic and protect the American people have betrayed their mission and have and are targeting both this country and its people, right? And its institutions and so on. So I'm always wary of the, oh, they did it to Trump, now they're doing it to Biden comparison, because what it does is erase what is probably the most important, significant aspect of this, that the Trump impeachment was about pushing a false narrative. Mm-hmm. It was about a deceit. And the Biden impeachment is about justice, accountability, and getting the truth, right? And getting something done about the truth. And the other difference here is speaks more to your point, right? And it's very, very clever. What I see playing out is that when I said that there are clear signs that the Republic is prevailing and the Republic will win, right, and is winning,
right,
this similarity is one of the signs I'm talking about. You have Trump investigated at Mar-a-Lago, right, and
yes,
pilloried by the media for supposedly having classified information, and now suddenly it's Biden. What is that in warfare terms? What does that actually mean? Well, it means that you allowed this with Trump to happen and play out, because now all of those people that say you can't go after a president for having classified information, well, you can't make that argument because you just did, right?
Right.
You just did it to Trump. And so now you can't say that it's invalid. It's the same way that, you know, imagine, for example, Trump when he was in office and they knew that there had been a treasonous operation to undermine an illegally elected government in the United States. Imagine if they'd just gone out and arrested Obama and Hillary and Biden and Brennan and Clapper.
That'd be great, by the way. That'd be great.
I know it would have been. It would have been great for people who understand and see the truth and wanted accountability. But it would have provided many opportunities for the guilty to counter those operations and for it to fail, because it would have been on a scale that most people couldn't wrap their heads around. Think about how much we know now that we didn't know at the time, right? And I mean, we generally as a population, I mean, before the 2020 election, I never in a million years thought that every part of our election process was fraudulent. Now that I have investigated it, spent 7-8 months immersed in that subject, now I understand there's no part of our system that isn't immersed mm-hmm. in fraud, right? So that's a staggering difference from where I was. And there's millions of people like that. So sometimes you have to let things play out, because the information war is as critical as anything else. And if people are not going to accept it and what you do is going to fail, you're not going to get a second shot at this, right? Not something this big. Plus, if you're mapping out a network that powerful and that significant, you don't want to move against any part of that network till you know who all the players are, right? I mean, that's what people who worked in this realm have said to me for years. Imagine you're going after an IED network in Iraq mm-hmm. or Afghanistan, right? If you move too quickly, the real players, the real power behind that network, they vanish. Right. And you're left with the people who don't really matter, the low hanging fruit. And they may be hateful, you know, like the Andrew McCabe's and the Comey's of this world. They may be completely hateful. The Ben Rice's, the Susan Rice, the Ben Rhodes, those kind of people. But they're not the puppet masters. And you, if you're going to deal effectively with the threat, you have to get everybody. So letting things like the Mar-a-Lago raid play out, mm-hmm. they knew exactly, they'd been cooperating. They knew what was going on. Trump wasn't there, you know, by design, right? And yet they didn't leak it. They didn't try to stop it. They let it play out. Well, there's a lot of that going on. There's a lot of that going on. And it will be very interesting to see now how this plays out with impeachment, because they set the precedent. Right? They can't say you can't impeach a sitting president in circumstances like this because they did it.
Yeah.
Same with the tax documents, right? It's exactly the same thing where everybody said, okay. So they, you know, why did Trump resist for so long? Why did he, you know, every time he threw up a roadblock and indicated he didn't want to release all this information, it fueled, you know, the idea that he was hiding something. Well, once it was all out, there was nothing to see. Now you've established a precedent that doesn't benefit these guys in this moment. And there are lots of examples of that happening, right? And if and I to me, Trump's primary job has always been to expose people for who they really are, to help those who believe in the Republic and are fighting for the Constitution to map out the whole network. And if you think about what we knew from 2016 to 2020 to now, I think it's pretty obvious to people that that has been the effect.
Do you think this is a greater plan that Trump has planned out from the very beginning? Because like you said, with his taxes, when he first came in, he held them back and he kept them until it went to the Supreme Court. And now we have Biden. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that gold is the best investment class for 2022. According to longtermtrends.net, gold has actually outperformed the S&P 500, Dow, and Bitcoin for 2022. So what are you waiting for? Open a gold IRA or a silver IRA with Noble Gold Investments this month and receive a free quarter ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified IRA of $50,000. Can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of five-star reviews. To get started, go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. Remember, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bags under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress from the new year. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, your hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. My skin has once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity by taking multi-collagen. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their new year sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com, and get ready to look your best this new year. You know, he's front and center. The House now is supposedly going to be investigating his crimes, and now they can access his taxes, which they didn't have access to before. So with what we're seeing right now with everything where you're saying that, yes, we had to let these things play out, do you think this was part of a much larger plan by Trump and those people that are working with him? Or is it just happening by coincidence?
Well, I no longer believe in coincidences.
Okay.
Right? Because I've seen too much and I've learned too much. And so, no, I don't think anything is a coincidence. However, I am not one of these people that's going to say to you, sit back, there's a plan, all is, you know, well. This is huge. This is happening on a global scale, and it is far advanced, right? It's been happening for a long time. It's well-resourced. I mean, unlimited amounts of money, trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars. Never mind, you know, power and so on. Think about this. Klaus Schwab, the head of the World Economic Forum, yeah, said he started working on this in 1971. Well, look where we are, 2023, right? So he's been working on this for a very, very long time. So what I would say to you is, there are clear indications that there are efforts and plans to deal with different aspects of this. The tax returns is one. Trump's election is another. Just him entering into the fray and being elected and doing what he did. That doesn't mean that there is that these are all perfect operations or that they're carried out in the way that we think. If you think about it, right? So we're dealing with a situation where there are a number of people all over the world who are poised to take control over every single country on earth. And this is not a fantasy. It's not a conspiracy. It's what the Great Reset and the new, you know, is all about, right? And the fourth industrial revolution, as Klaus Schwab calls it. But they have people through the something like the World Economic Forum's Young Leaders Program, right? Mm-hmm. Klaus Schwab has openly said that they have people across governments, powerful governments, people in a lot of positions of power all across the world. Well, okay. So number one, you got to figure out who is who. Who is the enemy? This is not a war where people are rolling with their tanks onto the battlefield, you know, down Pennsylvania Avenue, shooting up the city and dropping bombs. This is a war from within. This is fifth generation warfare, which builds on unrestricted and irregular warfare, where you use things like, for example, drug warfare, right? The Chinese are experts at drug warfare because they were victims of drug warfare, going back, you know, many years to the opium wars with the British. And so the fact that the Chinese, a nation state, is working with the Mexican cartels and they're flooding this country with the most deadliest street drugs in the history of the world is not a coincidence. It's not just an unfortunate random circumstance. It is literally an assault on this country because they know that with drug warfare, first of all, there's no accountability for them, for the Chinese. There's people who are addicted are not contributing to the economy. They're not building stable communities. They're not paying their taxes. They're not writing letters to Congress. And they're dying in unprecedented numbers in this country. Mm-hmm. And so you're eating away at your communities and your families and your cities, every overdose death, every addict at a time. It's costing billions and billions of dollars. And all they're doing is proliferating this. When they see, when the administration, when people in power see the impact of this, they're not doing anything to mitigate it or to overcome it. They're helping to proliferate it. An open border proliferates illegal narcotics in this country.
Do you think the Chinese are involved in keeping the borders open?
Without a doubt.
Okay.
I mean, without a doubt, the Chinese are involved in every aspect of what we're seeing around us. They were involved in the election fraud. They're involved in the surveillance state and technology that we're putting into position. The Chinese has had people in the tripartite region, you know, triads, the Chinese gangs and others, spies and, you know, agents of the Chinese Communist Party living in Mexico, marrying into the cartels. They have Chinese pharmacists who are training in Sinaloa, teaching the cartels how to make these synthetic drugs. They have Chinese, when the DEA is going into places like Monterrey and busting open these fentanyl labs, they're finding Chinese people there, training the Mexicans on how to do it. They're exporting the chemical precursors for these drugs. They're exporting the pill presses and the color dyes to create these fake pills that people think they're taking as Xanax, and it's just baby formula made to look and stamped to look like a Xanax or an Adderall or something else. I mean, the Chinese are the kings of counterfeit. And so their hands are all over this. So, I mean, they are one of the primary beneficiaries of the open border. Chinese spies, you know, and hackers and so on are pouring across the southern border. When I was down on the border, you know, Border Patrol would tell me, oh, this is where all the Chinese hackers come over. This is where we arrest them all the time. And this is where, you know, the Chinese that come over. And I mean, and so of course China is involved in the open border. And also the Chinese have used the university system and student visas to infiltrate all across the United States of America. And with the help of John Kerry, when he was Secretary of State, who remembers when he extended that visa program from 1 year to two? Well, what do you do? We know they've infiltrated the colleges, all these Ivy League universities and beyond, right? And why? Well, who works with the Ivy League universities? DARPA does, the CIA does, you know, who works with MIT and with Harvard and who has all these programs? They work with UPenn, they work with colleges all across the United States. So if you want to know what the United States government is working on, what is some of their cutting edge technology and programs? Well, wouldn't it be a lot easier to infiltrate, you know, the University of Pennsylvania than the Pentagon or, you know, DARPA and so on? Of course it is. So the Chinese are no dummies. They've infiltrated the colleges. And then from there, they infiltrate across U.S. business. I mean, I went to a talk on this, you know, maybe 12, 13, 14 years ago at the Army Navy Club in Arlington, Virginia. And at the time, you know, people knew it then. So if people in business knew it, you think that the intelligence agencies didn't know it? You think that the government didn't know it? You know, various administrations, the Bush administration, the Clinton administration, the Obama administration, the Biden administration, the Trump administration, they've all known it. The only one who tried to do anything to stop it was the Trump administration.
Right.
I'm not saying that because I like Trump. I'm saying that because it's a fact. You know, Obama opened the door for them, right, to the world by bringing them into the World Trade Organization. I mean, enable, and empower. That's what we've seen time and time and time again. So what's happened now is your colleges are full of Chinese spies, your business and corporations are full of them, and they're learning everything they can. And now your technology, why do you think the United States, when we make secret computers, you think that they're fancy. They're somehow different to the computer that you and I go and buy. No, they're not. They're just made in secure facilities with no component parts from China, because if you put those in there, what's going to be attached to it? Some form of surveillance. I mean, we do it. We do it to the Chinese and to every other country on earth, and they do it to us. So, of course, the Chinese are involved. And then what do you see happening beyond that? Well, then you see them buying up land. They're buying up land in the border regions. They're buying up land all across America. And they're not just buying up any land. They're buying up agricultural land to control the food supply. And they're buying up strategic land, like land that's overlooks Lackland Air Force Base, one of the more secure facilities and in the United States that has many parts to it that are not just simply about planes, right? And the Air Force. And so this gives them placement and access. Plus, they've inserted themselves into the power grid. They've inserted themselves. So basically, in terms of unrestricted warfare, which is what the Chinese have written about and what the Chinese have acknowledged that they're engaged in unrestricted warfare, you invade the country before the tanks, before anyone knows that you're being invaded, and you corrupt the country. And this is one of the critical parts that people don't realize. For example, the Defense Intelligence Agency on the day before 9/11 had around 2,000 members. A decade later, that was more like 15,000 members. Well, when you grow that fast, right, and that quickly, what does that do? It gives opportunity to people to infiltrate and to be for your intelligence agency to be filled with spies. Well, look at the National Security Council, right? The National Security Council at the height of the Cold War, when it was advising Ronald Reagan at a time of the greatest nuclear threat we'd ever seen, was 45 people strong. When Trump came into office, guess how many people were on the National Security Council inside the White House? Well, around 450. Around 450. We know that there was a professor at Harvard that was being paid to provide information to the Chinese, right? He was convicted of that, and he's not the only one. So China has infiltrated its spies all across the United States government. It uses corruption just the same way that we do to corrupt members of Congress, to buy them off, or to buy their silence, to buy their cooperation. So, I mean, we have people in the U.S. Congress today that are card-carrying Marxists. They identify more with the Chinese Communist Party than they do with freedom-loving Americans, right? So are the Chinese involved in that? Absolutely, 100%. I mean, China is going for broke here, right? They know what they're doing. They're very good at it. And unfortunately, they have the most powerful allies within, which is the enemy within this country.
So you mentioned fifth generation warfare. Who do you think is winning the fifth generation warfare right now? Because a lot of people, like you said, and from the very beginning, people thought we had clean, transparent elections, and now people are learning that the elections aren't what we thought they were. We've learned from the Twitter files that the government has been censoring many, many people trying to control the narrative. And the fake news, they're having a very difficult time because their ratings are imploding. People aren't really listening to them the way they used to. So when you say fifth generation warfare, and this is a war about information, who do you think is winning the war?
Well, to a degree, you answered your own question, right? Because if you think back to before 2016, most people trusted, or millions of people trusted mainstream media. There were a lot of people who felt that if they were conservative or on the right, that they were not fairly represented, that the media was biased. But there weren't millions of people who didn't believe a single word coming out of their mouths. I mean, think about all the people that have lied and lied and lied. Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough and CBS News and CNN News. I mean, Don Lemon and Rachel Maddow. And I mean, these people, everything they said about Russia collusion was a complete and utter lie. They were wrong about every part of it. The New York Times got a Pulitzer or multiple Pulitzers for their reporting. So did the Washington Post and so on, right? So, I mean, although we knew, and some people would have felt the media was more biased than others, who believed that they would knowingly and intentionally push narratives that were completely and utterly 100% false? Make a mistake? Yes. Be subjective and biased and not aware of your own bias? Yes, I was guilty of that. But myself, right? But to lie completely and utterly to stand in front of on a city street where buildings are burning to the ground and to say that this is mostly peaceful, to have footage of Antifa operatives fully dressed in black, literally operating right in front of your eyes, and have politicians say this is a myth, this doesn't actually exist. I mean, I don't think anybody really thought that it was like that. Maybe there are some, sure, there are some people, but the vast majority of people didn't. They knew there were problems and issues, but they didn't have zero faith. I mean, I today have zero faith in these institutions, because it's like saying, it's like being embroiled in the Second World War and looking to the Nazi propagandists to do an honest job. Like, that's the nature of fifth generation warfare. The false narrative and the purveyors of the narrative are the war, right? This is the main front line. This isn't, as you know, a secondary front line. This isn't something else that's important. This is the front line. This is the battlefield that matters. And so when you look at it in those terms and you look at the Twitter files, you see, wow, okay, this is a massive blow for them. When you look at the numbers and the ratings, now that you've taken Donald Trump out of the equation, you see that they're failing, right? When you look at, I mean, COVID, here is an issue that affected all Americans, black, white, Jewish, whatever, right? Doesn't matter what your class is, doesn't matter what your race, your history, your immigration status, it doesn't matter. People saw in that moment, it united hippies from San Francisco who only wanted organic food and don't want, a bioweapon in their body, with people on the right who said the body, they've got no right to touch my body. And it exposed the hypocrisy of saying, when it comes to, abortion, you don't get to tell me what to do with my body. But when it comes to this COVID shot, you do. Well, hypocrisy being exposed reveals what? It reveals the truth. So what that revealed is, this isn't really a fight about, this isn't really about left and right. This isn't really about Republican and Democrat, is it? Because this is an attack on all of us. And now we can see black, I went to one of the Defeat the Mandates marches. You had the head of the Nation of Islam, right? Successor to Louis Farrakhan, on the stage, along with burly firefighters from, old Irish guys from New York, standing next to a little female, tiny little female black firefighter from San Francisco. It brought together gay people and straight people. And I mean, it really revealed when you, I would, if you look at Defeat the Mandates online, you can find their videos. And you will see, and there are, significant voices in the black community saying they used our influences, they used our celebrities, they used our NFL stars, they exploited us to push this lie on the American people. But people didn't buy it. I mean, a lot of people got vaccinated first time around because they were forced into it. They felt forced into it by their company, or they wanted to travel, or by their parents, or whatever. But the booster numbers show you what Americans really think of these of this COVID shot. It shows you that most people in the country do not believe in it and do not support it. And look where we are. We just had one of the most historic decisions of our lifetimes, where the military has now been forced to rescind the mandate, which is a great, great, great day. It's not justice yet, because people died unnecessarily, right? But these are the issues that tell you that in the war of narratives, their narratives, because they're dishonest, because they're built on lies, because they're not true, their narratives are crumbling. They're coming apart at the seams in every direction. And the only thing that is left standing when that happens is the truth. And what we want is, we have bits and pieces of the truth, but we need the whole truth. Because it's only when you have the whole truth that you can put things in their place. Something might be true, but it might be a very tiny part of the picture. It might be irrelevant, right? It might be very misleading. Or if you make that front and center, you completely distort that reality. So it's very important that we get the whole truth. And if you look at fifth generation warfare as this war of narratives, it's very obvious that the truth is winning.
Lara, I want to thank you very much for being on the X22 Report Spotlight. Once again, how can people see your work?
They can go on. I'm on Twitter temporarily, giving Elon Musk a chance. I'm on Truth Social because I really appreciate them and what they're doing. Devin Nunes is phenomenal, and there's no trafficking on Truth Social that I know of. So that was why I took myself off Twitter and YouTube and Instagram and so on. You can also find me on Locals. That's Dave Rubin's platform that has joined forces with Rumble, and you can find me on Getter. Although there's a lot of stuff on my Getter feed that I didn't put there, so I do less of Getter, but I obviously I really respect and like them as well. And then what I'm going to be doing is building. I'm building the website at the moment, lauralogan.com, and you'll be able to see my show that I did on Fox Nation, my long form investigative program based on 60 Minutes style and standard of reporting. That will be on lauralogan.com in the coming months.
Great. I'll put all the links at the bottom of the video. Lara, thank you very much for being on the spotlight. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me. You take care.
You too. Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bags under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress from the new year. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, your hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. My skin has once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity by taking multi-collagen. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their new year sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com, and get ready to look your best this new year. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if your New Year resolutions revolve around weight loss, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting your New Year's resolution is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extra carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the New Year sales ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That's ketowithx22.com, or simply click the link in the description box down below and get ready to look your best this new year. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, are widespread food shortages next? It looks like it. At any moment, it feels like it's going to hit the fan. Are you ready? Do you have at least 3 months worth of food stocked up? If not, go to preparewithx22.com. You'll find new, lower prices from My Patriot Supply. Plus, save $200 on a 3-month emergency food kit and get free shipping. This kit gives you breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks. Enough food for one person for 3 solid months. It provides 2,000 calories a day to keep you well fed. Save $200 per kit when you stock up now. My Patriot Supply is on your side. They're charging less to help families more. Make sure to get one kit per person so you don't run out. Go to preparewithx22.com right now and save $200 per kit. Your kits will ship fast and free. With the world on the brink of chaos, don't take chances. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that gold is the best investment class for 2022. According to longtermtrends.net, gold has actually outperformed the S&P 500, Dow, and Bitcoin for 2022. So what are you waiting for? Open a gold IRA or a silver RRA with Noble Gold Investments this month and receive a free quarter ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified RRA of $50,000. Can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of 5-star reviews. To get started, go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results.